back on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom. This is a time when smart federal contractors think way ahead. Budget cuts for agencies in 2018 have become a distinct possibility. Plus, no one can predict how the 2017 budget will shake out. And consider this, the final quarter of the 2017 fiscal year is only about 120 days away. Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. He talked with Tom Temin about why it's already time for contractors to start thinking about the fourth quarter.
First, the third quarter is going to be very unpredictable. We're going to see maybe some slower spend because we're getting to the end of the continuing resolution that funds most federal agencies. And by extension, Tom, the fourth quarter is going to be the one where we're really going to see most of the activity and spending. So the third quarter is going to be a little slow, potentially. The fourth quarter should be able to be very active indeed, particularly if you're going to be selling into the Department of Defense or Department of Homeland Security.
I guess a big wild card in all of this is what Congress will do with the 2017 Supplemental Defense Department budget that the administration has put forth.
Well, you're exactly right, Tom. And just this week, we had Congress kind of throw a wrench into some of those. Actually, just last week, we had the administration throw a wrench into some of these planning issues for the supplemental when they came out with the full request for supplemental funding for the Department of Defense. And that has thrown what seemed to be a fairly predictable path into a little bit of disarray in that we're now not sure that all the money that the administration is requesting would honor the budget agreements that have already been put in place, the budget framework. So we might end up in a situation where, in addition to having to raise the spending limits for the Department of Defense to readjust the budget framework, you could also see people who favor increased civilian spending say, well, look, we're going to give you that extra defense money, but it's going to come at the price of either not cutting or maybe even increasing certain civilian agency programs. And all that does is raise a specter of a possible shutdown. Even though we're a long way from that now, Tom, 2 weeks ago, nobody was talking about that. And now they are. So we're in a little bit more of an unpredictable time.
And it's likely that a company's customers may not know a heck of a lot more than the contractor knows, because there's just not a lot filtering down to the buying contracting officer level from what we can tell.
Well, you're exactly right about that. These are all big budgetary issues that are taking place several levels above acquisition professionals in government. My guess, Tom, would be that the better informed contractor probably actually knows more than his or her federal customer about what's going on with the budget or what could happen to spending, simply because they're better positioned and maybe have a different view into these goings on than do their contracting officer colleagues inside of government. But the point, I think, is a good one. If contractors know, or at least think they know a little bit more, but government customers don't. Look, anytime you get that uncertainty, it's going to impact the acquisition process. It's going to impact the pace of acquisitions, which is another reason why I started out saying, look, the fourth quarter, particularly after this past week in Washington where we had cold and snow, may seem like it's far ways off, but it's really where you want to keep your sights focused, because that's when a lot of the confusion that is going to dominate the next month or so will be cleared up.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. So, Larry, given all of the pigeons that are up in the air, how should contractors handle their shotguns?
I think the best focus for contractors, Tom, is to stick with what they know, stick with some of the bread and butter issues that you know are going to get acted on. So if you're an IT contractor, for example, there's never going to be a shortage of cybersecurity projects to work on. If you're working in professional services with an agency that is already in the midst of a reorganization, and many of them are right now with the signing of the executive order ordering a top-to-bottom review. You know, those are things that you know are going to get acted on, and they're going to be immediate because they're macro-level priorities. So the best advice I can give is to stay focused on the things that you know are going to happen, and then hold and bide your time until Q4 for everything else that might get funded. And the other piece of advice I might offer for contractors is, look, if you haven't taken your vacation, take it in Q3. Don't take it in Q4, because that's when all the fun's going to happen.
And Larry, you're also writing something that I think people are really curious about, too, is the fate of GSA. There's no appointee yet to run GSA. There are some major government-wide programs they have in place, I guess, both in real estate and in IT acquisition. And from some of the language in the budget skinny version that came out last week, you could read into it that maybe the future of things like strategic sourcing or the schedules are up in the air. What's your take on that one?
Well, that's a good topic for discussion, Tom. GSA, obviously the government's largest centralized buying agency and the landlord, as you pointed out, for most civilian agencies across the country. So what happens there can really affect the logistics of how federal agencies meet their missions. So as you mentioned, GSA has no administrator. They have no deputy administrator. We don't even have names for those people. And my bet, Tom, is that we won't have names for any of those top-level positions unless or until the Public Building Service can work out with the administration what they're going to do about the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. As you know, we've talked about before, there's some concern that the terms of the lease now make it untenable for the Trump organization to continue on unless the president thoroughly recuses himself. We don't know the details yet, but the fact is that that's an issue that's going to have to be resolved before this administration puts forth any senior names. In the meantime, the agency is being very capably run by careerists, and the people who are at the helm of the agency right now certainly do know what they're doing. So I don't want to take away from that or suggest that the agency is in disarray, because it's not. But at the same time, there are some high-profile programs that you mentioned. Look, the big thing that Congress always wants to know about is what's happening to the federal office building in my state or in my district. And a lot of times those are decisions that Congress people like to talk to other political appointees about, make sure that the political appointees understand the sensitivities of having those buildings and jobs that go with them in their district. And you can't have those discussions right now because there isn't anyone to have them with. The other part of it is that, as you mentioned, in the skinny budget that came out last week, GSA would come in for a 17% reduction. Now, it's too early to tell whether the extent of GSA's reduction or any other agency's reduction, for that matter, would actually find its way into reality. But the signal is there that GSA might be in for a little bit of a budget trim. And how would that impact things like strategic sourcing? Well, if you don't have personnel resources, and that's kind of where I think the biggest cuts would come in, would be in the people department. If you don't have the right people, or if you don't have enough people to implement your plans like strategic sourcing, you're not going to be able to make any forward movement on them, and you're going to have to recalibrate what your priorities are in terms of acquisition solutions. And with a healthy dose of what that means for your customer, and I would also recommend listening to the customer to find out what it is they want to do.
And if there's a new contracting officer there, don't try to say to them, who told you you need three bids? That's nonsense.
Right. If you're a contractor working with the General Services Administration, I think you are in a potentially great position if you can be a trusted resource to someone who is likely very overworked and underappreciated.
Yep.
On the flip side, you can get yourself into a lot more trouble than you need to if you become an untrusted resource.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. You can find a link to his blog and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. 55 minutes past the hour on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin. You can follow us on Facebook.com/Federal News Radio and on Twitter. We're at Fed News Radio. Top national and federal headlines are up next on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in this week.